Let's start the Sechta Kiddushin, Mirtz Hashem, Perak HaIsha Niknes. The Mishnah says, HaIsha Niknes B'Sholosh Drachim, V'Kones Atzma B'Shtei Drachim. And Rashi points out that HaIsha Niknes means L'Baila, and we're talking about a concept called a Kinyan Ishus. This is not the same as a Kinyan Mamon. This is a Kinyan Isur. And we'll soon see that the Mishnah points out that as a result of this Kinyan, there's going to be an Isur Eishes Ish Li Alma. And of course, that is what we call a Kinyan Isur. The Mishnah then says, Kones Atzma B'Shtei Drachim, Niknes B'Kesef B'Shtar U'B'Biya. A man can be Makadish and Isha with one of three ways. Vekone es atzma b'shtei drachim. And she could free herself of this kinyan in two different ways. The Mishnah goes on to tell us that with regard to kesef, which is the first of the three ways that Aisha nicknames Bahen, there's a machlokas, what exactly constitutes kesef? Beit Shammai omrim, bedinar uveshoved dinar. Beis Hillel omrim, bepruta uveshoved pruta. Vekama hi pruta, how much is a pruta worth? So that according to Beis Hillel, she can be mekudeshes with a pruta echad mishmona beisar ha'italki. If you take a look in the Mefarshim here, Rashi says, why is shalos drachim used in Lashon Nekeva? And Rashi says, because derech, the word derech could be a Lashon Nekeva. Vekones atzma b'shtei drachim, Rashi says, lios b'rshusa linase liacher, which means that the matir of the Isur, of the Kinyan Isur, in these two ways is going to allow her to be married to someone else. And the Mishnah goes on to tell us, Vekones Atzma, what are these two ways in which she frees herself and is mater the Kinyan Isur so that she get married to someone else? Beget uvemisas habal. Then the Mishnah concludes and says, Hayivama niknes bibia, Vekones Atzma, bechalitza uvemisas hayovam. Rashi points out, with regard to kesef and shtar, no same law kesef, o shove kesef, vi omer law hare at mekudeshes li. Shtar, kosev law al haniyar, afal pi, she'ena shove pruta, hare at mekudeshes li. Rashi wants to point out that although in the case of shtar kiddushin, he, the Makadish, is maknah the shtar, and that itself should constitute kiddushay kesef, why do we need a separate category of kiddushay shtar? Rashi says, afal pishayna shava pruta, the shtar doesn't have a market value of a pruta, and therefore it would not constitute kesef, but nevertheless, she's mekudeshes midin shtar. Bia, Rashi says, Ba'al Levi Omar, Hiskadshi Li B'Bia Zu. And it would seem that in all three cases, the language of Li is critical. However, with regard to Shtar, Rashi says, Kosev La Al Ashtar. The question is, if the Harep Mekudeshes Li is written in the Shtar, do the Edim have to hear the Harayat Mekudeshesli, or is it enough that they're aware of what's written in the Shtar, and they can serve as Edim even without an Amira? The fact that Rashi omits Amira here would seem perhaps to indicate that the ksiv on the shtar, the language written in the shtar, is enough to substitute for amira. The Meiri points out that with regard to the issue of kiddushei bia, what is it that the Edim exactly have to witness? In the case of Kesef, in the case of Shtar, it's clear that they have to see the Nesina. Do they have to view the Bia itself for Kiddushei Bia? We know that with regard to Kiddushin, there is a concept called Edus L'Kiyum Adov. Without the Edus, there is no Kiddushin. The very Chalos HaIshus is dependent upon the Edim. And the Meiri says, Lo tzorach she'edim yiru es habia, dai she'yiru es hayichud. This is not just the Meiri who says that the Edim don't have to see the actual bia, it's enough that they see the yichud. It's also the Rambam's psak in Perek Gimel Hilchos Ishus, misyachid la b'fnei shnei Edim v'yomer la shetizkadish b'bia. That's enough. Now, if there was no yichud for the purpose of kiddushin, he just says that he wants to be misyachid with her, that would not be enough. He needs to be misyachid with her, says the Rambam, for the sake of kiddushin. And according to one school of thought, it seems that there is a principle that would apply here with regard to Kedushei Bia called Chazaka Ein Adam Osa Bilaso Bilas Nus, which means that if the Edim saw the Yichud, they didn't see the Bia, but there's a premise that there was Bia, then the Bia was L'Shem Kedushin. And although it doesn't seem that that school of thought is the, shall we say, the normative way of understanding halacha in terms of Kiddushei Bia, but nevertheless, it's a very important shita to be reckoned with, and it might touch on the whole issue of civil marriages. There is a Rambam, not in Mishneh Torah, but rather in Pirush HaMishnayos, that strongly implies the opposite, the polar opposite end of the spectrum, namely that the Edim have to witness the Bia itself. Now let's see if we can take a minute to talk about the question of Tosfos Divrei HaMaschil Bepruta. Tosfos wants to know, why did the Mishnah speak about the Matbea, whether it be according to Beis Shammai the Dinah or according to Beis Hillel the Pruta, why did the Mishnah just speak about its value? The Mishnah should have said Shavius, and not the particular name of the matbea. Kevon shenemar kan she miskadeshes bekesef. The Mishnah tells us that she can be married with kesef. The Mishnah wants to tell you with what kesef. So the Mishnah mentions the coin itself. You get the impression that would be a clarification of what it is that he uses for kiddushin. So let me just read to you the language of Tosfos very quickly. Tema, Tosfos says, Lo havile lemisne ella bishave pruta. The Mishnah didn't have to emphasize the coin itself, the pruta, but rather the shavius of a pruta. Tosfos invokes a Mishnah in Bav Metzia. There the Mishnah says, Shava Pruta, without mentioning the Pruta itself. And Tosfos says that Kevon de Tana Kan Bekesef Mefresh Be'ez Kesef, Dino Lebeis Hillel, Pruta Lebeit Shammai. Tosfos goes on in the bulk of this Tosfos to explain what is the source for this principle of Shava Kesef Ki Kesef. The Mishnah, after all, says Bedino b'shava, dino b'pruta b'shava pruta. How do we know that you can give something of value as a substitute for the coin itself. And Tosis goes on to present the thesis that we can derive it from a possibility of various sources. For example, with regard to Eved Ivri, the Gemara darshins later on, Yoshiv l'rabo shove kesef ki kesef. In Pidgin HaBen, where it says kesef, we also find that there's a din of shove kesef ki kesef. And Tosis goes on to analyze the various possible sources for this halacha of shove kesef. The question is, why is there a minimum amount of money less than which would not effectuate the Kiddushin? Can we suggest perhaps that this is a chisaron in Das Aisha? We don't believe that she would have Ratzon and Das to be Miskadeshes with less than a pruta. It's just not significant enough for her. And therefore she has Kpeda to be married with at least the minimum of a pruta, or according to Beit Shammai, a dinar. The other possibility is to say that this halacha in Kinyanim, and it's derived from perhaps Amevriya, that a Kinyan requires a pruta, and less than a pruta would simply not suffice for Kesef Kinyanim. And in that sense, from that perspective, we're equating Kiddushei Kesef with Kinyan Kesef. And just like Kinyan Kesef requires a minimum of a pruta, so too Kiddushei Kesef as a Kinyan requires a minimum of a pruta. Shava Kesef is Ki Kesef, but it's got to be a Shava pruta. With regard to Yevama, the Mishnah tells us that she's nicknames Bibia, which means that whereas an Isha in the ratio of our Mishnah is Mishkadeshes B'Shalosh Drachim, in the case of Yevama, she's only nicknames B'Derech Achas, and that is Bia. With regard to Kones Atzma, however, she has two drachim, just like an Isha has two drachim, get and Mises Abal. Here, instead of a get, it's chalitza. The Gemara says, her Isha nicknes. Maishna hocha detonia Isha nicknes. Maishna hosam detoni her Ish makadesh. The Gemara now embarks upon an analysis of the choice and the language of the Mishnah by comparing this Mishnah to the first Mishnah in the second Perek of Kiddushin. Here, the emphasis is on the Isha, Niknes. There, the emphasis is on the Ish and its Mekadesh. So therefore, the Gemara asks, why the difference? If later on it says Ha'ish Mekadesh, then here it could have said Ha'isha Miskadeshes. And the Gemara answers, Mishum de Kaboy Lemisne Kesef. The Torah tells us that you can be Mekadesh and Isha with Kesef. We're going to soon find out how and where we find this in the Torah. And since that's the halacha, and the Mishnah wants to teach us this halacha, then the proper term, the proper word that's appropriate is Ha'isha Niknes. Kesef is called Kesef Kinyan. We saw before that you need to shove a pruta as a minimum. That's called Kesef Kinyan. And therefore the Mishnah, insofar as it's discussing Kinyan, uses the term Ha'isha Niknes. Niknes Miloshon Kinyan. Then the Gemara wants to know Kesef Minolan. How do we know that a woman is nicknames Bekesef? And the Gemara answers Gomar Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron. This is a very famous Gzeirah Shavah when Avram Avinu purchases the Maros HaMachpelah from Ephron Achiti. There the Torah says, Nasati Kesef Hasoda Kachmi Meni. In the context of Kesef, the Kesef that was used to purchase the Steah Machpelah from Ephron, it says, Kach Mimeni, the word Kicha. And here, in Parshas Kitetze, in the mitzvah of Kiddushin, the Torah says, Ki Yikach Ish Isha. Again, using the same word, Kicha. And this gives us the Gzeirah Shava, that just like in the case of the Kinyan of a Sada of Avram was with Kesef, here too, in the Kinyan of Isha, likewise, it's with Kesef. Where do we find that Kicha is a Lashon Kinyan, the Gemara asks? V'kicha ikri Kinyan, d'chsiv ha-sode asher kana Avram. Tosus here points out that the Gemara needs the Gzeirah Shava of Kicha, Kicha mistei Ephron. The Gemara would not have just been happy to say that Stay Ephron has Kesef in it, and Kesef is called Kinyan. That Lechor itself should be sufficient to tell us that in Kiddushei Kesef, for the sake of Kinyan, you need and you can use Kesef. Perhaps we would have said that even though Kesef in Sada is called a Kinyan, but with regard to Kiddushin, Kesef is not called a Kinyan. And therefore we need a Gzeirah Shava to teach us that Kiddushei Kesef is also called a Kinyan. And just like in Sada, the Kinyan is effectuated with Kesef, so too in Kiddushin, which is a Kinyan, that Kinyan is effectuated with Kesef. In the language of the Torah with regard to Kiddushin, it says Ki Yikach, it doesn't mention Kinyan. And therefore the Mishnah doesn't mention Aisha Nikachas B'Shalosh Drachim, using the word Kicha, even though in the Torah it was Kicha. And the answer is because the Mishnah wants to say that she's Kones Atzma B'Shtei Drachim. And therefore there should be a symmetry between the Reisha, which should be Niknes, and the Sefer, which is Kona, rather than use the language of the Torah, Kicha. Now, the Kicha in Stei Ephron refers to Kesef, and the Kiddushin, the word Kicha of Kikach Ish Isha, refers to the Isha. So again, in the Pasuk of Nasati Kesef Asoda Kach Mimeni means receive the Kesef. In the case of Isha, it means to be Kicha is on the Isha. Now let's take a look at the Gemara now on Daf Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara wants to quote another possible source to establish that the concept of Kinyan applies to Sada. Inami says the Gemara, that how do we know that when you purchase a Sada, that Kinyan is effectuated with Kesef? And the Gemara quotes a Pasuk in Yirmiyahu Navi, Sados ba-Kesef yiknu. We see clearly that the Kesef is used here as Kesef Kinyan. And this explains and answers the original question, why here the Mishnah says Aisha Niknes, not Aisha Miskadeshes, Tani, Aisha Niknes, the Lashon Kinyan is chosen because Kinyan is appropriate, the term Kinyan is appropriate for Kiddushei Kesef. The Gemara goes on and asks the question, V'nisne Hasam, now let's flip it around. Why couldn't the Mishnah over there in the second parak have mentioned Kinyan? We've seen here that since Kesef is the first method of Kiddushin, and therefore the Mishnah uses Niknes, because Kinyan and Kesef go together, why not open the second parak with Ha'ish Kona? Ha'ish Kona. Why does it say Ha'ish Mekadesh? And the Gemara responds by saying, Meikara Tani Lishna Doraisa L'Besof Tani Lishna Dirabanan. The language Kone, Kinyan, is a language d'oraisa. The Torah, as we saw earlier, refers to Kiddushin as a kinyan. However, the Mishnah also wants to utilize and introduce a language that is the Rabbanon, which you won't find in the Torah, and that is the Lashon of Kiddushin. So you have the first Mishnah here, which utilizes a Lashon d'oraisa, and the second Mishnah, the second parak, utilizes and implements a Lashon d'Rabbanon. Why did the Rabbanon call this kinyan Kiddushin? The Aso Le'akuli Alma Kehegdesh. There's a certain basic common denominator between Kesef in Kiddushin and the concept of Hegdesh. When a man gives Kesef to a woman for Kiddushin, or for that matter, Shtar or Bia as well, then what he's doing is he's generating an Iser. She can no longer marry anyone in the world as long as that kinyan is still intact. In that sense, it's very similar to Hegdesh. When a person is Magdish something for the Beis HaMikdash, then it becomes singularly dedicated to the Mikdash. No one is allowed to benefit from it. That would be misappropriating something that belongs to Hegdesh. And therefore, to be Magdish something, Hegdesh itself is a Lashon of Isur, indicating that you're not allowed to use it for your personal purposes. So too, in the case of marriage, the act of Kiddushin generates an Iser, and therefore in that sense, it's very similar to Hegdesh. Tosis here raises the problem when a man says to a woman, Hareat Mekudeshesli, what does that mean? He says, Klomar Lios Li Mekudeshesli Olam Bishvili. It means that she is Mekudeshes Li. Li means the exclusion of any other man. Tosis adds the word Li Olam, which means it's just like in Hegdesh. Until you poda the Hegdesh continues to be intact. So too in the case of Kiddushin, until there's one of those two methods mentioned by the Mishnah of Get and Mises Abal, the Kiddushin is Li Olam. The Gemara goes on to say that Hacha, Nisnei Hacha, why not write over here Ha'ish Kona, even though you've justified the use of the term Kinyan because that is the Lashon d'Oraisa, but nevertheless, why does it say Ha'isha Niknes, why not Ha'ish Kona? What is the Mishnah trying to teach us by putting the emphasis on Ha'isha Miskadeshes? I'm sorry, Ha'isha Niknes. And the answer is, Mishum dekaboy lemisne seifa vekona es atzma bidida taninami resha bidida. The Mishnah in the Sefer is going to talk about the woman herself, how she's kona herself, that she could be married to anyone else. And therefore, to maintain the symmetry in the resha as well, the focus is on the isha. The Gemara is still not completely satisfied. V'nisne ha'ish kone umakne. The Gemara now asks the question, even though you want to maintain a mirror image between the resha, the language and the resha, the language and the sefer, you could have done so without having shifted the emphasis here to the isha. It could have said ha'ish in both cases. And in the resha would say ha'ish kone, and in the sefer he'ish makne. Makne means he gives over and relinquishes his kinyan. And how does he do so? By giving her a get, or after his death. The Gemara answers, mishum de'ika misa sabal. To use the term makne as if he's the active agent, that might be appropriate for the case of get, but certainly is inappropriate for the case, the scenario of Misa Sabal, the Lav Iuko Makne. He's not the Makne. The Misa itself automatically gives her her own kinyan. Mishamayim who de Makne. Mishamayim means that from the divine decision for his life to be terminated, it comes to an end. That's where the kinyan terminates, but not through his active involvement. And this is going to engender a long discussion amongst the Achronim as to whether or not Mises Abal is the same as Get. There may be a fundamental difference here, because in the case of Get, it's a matter of Haknah. Get is a kind of kinyan in which he, the Baal, is makna the Isha back to herself. In the case of Misa, we're not exactly sure whether Misa is Haknah, even though the Gemara does use the language min shamaya hu de makni la, but it could be that the Misa Sabal removes the Isur and the Kinyan Mimela is Paka, whereas Get is primarily a Misa Haknah. That's what we find with regard to Get, that he has to give her ownership over the Niyar HaGet. That's what we find to Get, that he cannot be Mishayer in this Kinyan. It's got to be a full-fledged Kinyan in which he grants her back her ownership over herself. Then the Gemara wants to answer another approach to answer the same question. Ibois Ema Itana Kona. The reason why the Mishnah wanted to put the emphasis on the Isha being Niknes, which might indicate that the woman has some sort of active role in the Maisa Kinyan, is because had it said Kona, which would mean that the Isha is completely left out, the man is the active agent and that's it, Havamina, we would therefore think Afilu Bal Karcha, he can marry her against her will. Tana Ha'isha Niknes, the Midaita in Shalom Midaita Lo. Which means that even though the man himself is effectuating the Maisa Kinyan, but nevertheless, the chalos and the effectiveness of that Maisa Kinyan is dependent upon her das. Without her das, there is no Kinyan. Tosus is a little bothered by this. Itana kona hava mina balkarcha, says Tosus v'afagav detani ha'ish mekadesh. The Mishnah at the beginning of the second parak doesn't seem to be bothered by the fact that ha'ish mekadesh might mislead us to believe that he does the kedushin even against her will. Mashma balkarcha, ha'ine mishum dekvar hashmein and hacha de balkarcha lo. We already have the teaching here in our first Mishnah that she has to have ratzon. So we don't have to be afraid of anything that might sound misleading in the second parak. Tosa says, V'hadik tani ayavam en niknes, v'loka tani ayavam kone. If we're avoiding the language of kone because we might mistakenly assume it was balkarcha, and there's no requirement of das ha'isha, well, in the case of Yavama, in fact, there is no requirement of das. So you should have said Hayavama Haish Kone or Hayavam Kone Sayavama, which would mean Bal Karcha. But the answer is symmetry. Either the Tani Aisha Niknes, Tani Nami Seifa Yavama Niknes, the Niknes Mashma, Midaito Mashma Bal Karcha, the word Niknes could go either way. And in the Resha, it means Niknes Midata. In the Seifa, it means Niknes Balkarcha Afilu Shalom Midata. With regard to this Havamina, that Aisha Niknes Afilu Balkarcha, there's an entire literature here in the Achronim. Maybe at the end of the shift we'll have time, we'll touch on it. What kind of a Havamina is it? It seems so simple that, like any other Kinyan which requires Das Makne, Das Kone, in the case of Isha, where he is the Das Kona, but she is the Das Makna, she's being Makna herself, it seems to be absolutely simple and beyond question that we would require her Das. And yet the Mishnah went out of its way to use the word Nikdeis, Lafuke, this Hamamina, She'ena Isha Nikdeis, Balkarcha. In fact, Rashi, although not here, but in Masechta Yevamos, tells us, based on the pasuk in Kitetzei V'holcha V'hoysa L'ish Acher, Mashma Midata, it sounds like Rashi requires a special Yalfusa to prove and establish that Kiddushin Bal Karcha is not meaningless. It's not meaningful, I should say. Mishum V'tzarech Das Makne, V'isha Ya Maknes Atzma. So that's the question here. What exactly is going on here? Is it that a woman's das is necessary because the pasuk says so? For hol chavoysal ish acher, as Rashi would seem to indicate in Masechta Yevamos, or the flip side, and this will be implied in Rashi here in Masechta Kedusha, not here, but later on in Daf Mem Dalid, we need her das because she is the das makna. But in general, we're curious to know what was the hava, meaning that a woman could be mekudeshes bal karcha. Would Yevama perhaps be the paradigm? And since Yevama is nicknamed bal karcha, we might have extrapolated and compared it to Kedushin as well. That's very strange. The Gemara now is interested in the use of the term shalosh in the opening line of the Mishnah. My iria detani shalosh. Why the lashon akeva lisnei shlosha? B'loshen Zachar, and the Gemara answers, Mishum de Kabay Lemisnei Derech. We're talking about three drachim. Derech, Loshen Akevahu, the Ksiv, Ve'odata Lehemes HaDerech Yelchu Va. This is a pasuk in Sefer Shmos, and here in this pasuk it's absolutely clear that the word Derech is feminine. The Gemara is not happy with that. Ve'ela HaDesanya, I will quote you a brisa where the Lashon Derech is clearly a Lashon Zachar. Because the Braisa says, B'shiva Drachim Bodkim Es Hazav. And there, it's clear that the word Derech there is used in Lashon Zachar, because it says Shiva. Shiva is Lashon Zachar. Nisnei Sheva, it should have said B'Lashon Akeva. Mishum de kaboy lemisne derech vashkechan derech teikrei lashon zachar tichsiv bederech echad yetsu eilech b'shiva drachim yanusu lifanecha. The Gemara suggests now that the word derech is used in the Torah at the end of Chumash in lashon zachar. This is the avtocha takodesh baruch hu bederech echad yetsu eilecha. And your enemies will flee from you. And it says, Derech Beloshon Zachar Derech Derech Echad. So now we're sort of left with a stira in the Psukim, the Mishnayos, that sometimes we find that the Mishnah will use Derech Beloshon Akeva, as in our Mishnah, other places, the Tana uses Derech in Loshon Zachar. The Psukim themselves seem to contradict themselves, that Derech Asher Yelchu Ba B'loshen Akeva, and yet B'derech Echad Yetzu B'loshen Zachar. And the Gemara right away says, Ihachi Kashu Kroy Adodi V'kasha Nami Masnisen Adodi. We have a contradiction both in the Psukim and also in the Lashon of the Tanoim. Kroy Adodi Lo Kasha, you shouldn't be bothered by any sort of steer in the Psukim. Hacha, here in the pasuk Yelchu Ba, Dibat Torah Koi, the Torah is the reference here of Yelchu Ba is to the study of Torah and the observance of its mitzvos, and Torah Ikri B'loshen Akeva D'Ksiv Torah Hashem Tmima Meshivas Nafesh. Whenever the Torah describes the Torah itself, it uses a Loshen Akeva as Kasav La B'loshen Akeva. Therefore, it says in the pasuk Aderech Yelchu Ba, referring to the Derech HaTorah, which is feminine. But Hasam, in the pasuk at the end of the Torah, where it says B'Derech Echad Yetzu Eilech, etc. D'Vimulchamakai, here it's a reference to the battles that the Jewish people fight against their enemies. The Darko Shal Ish Lasos Milchama, the Torah would prefer using a language that's Zohar, because Ein Darko Shal Ish Lasos Milchama is Kosev Lavaloshin Zohar. So the choice of a masculine verb to describe the Derech, or adjective I should say, is appropriate for its context. When the context is the Torah, it's going to be Lashon Nekeva. When it's the context of Milchama, where the Darko is for the Ish to go out to Milchama, utilize a Lashon Zachar. The Gemara goes on to say, Masnisen Adodi Lo Kasha, there's no stira amongst the language of the Mishnayos of the Tanoim, Hacha, with regard to Kiddushin Lagabi Isha Koi. The Mishnah is referring to the woman, right? The shalosh drachim of being called a woman, of Nikneish and Nikneis, is Ketani La, the Lashon Nekeva, the word Derech, is going to be used Lashon Nekeva in that context. But Hasam, over there, the Mishnah is referring to a Zav, to a Bdikas HaZav, which is a Lashon Zachar, the Legabi Ishkoi, the Darko Shal Ish Li Bodek. V'ein Darko Shal Ish Li Bodek. There's a halacha of Bedika Zav with regard to a man, and that is to determine whether his Zav was Ba'ones or not. But in the case of an Isha, it's not usual to have a Bedika for the Isha. Da'isha Nami Ba'ones, because a woman has the same status of a Zava even if she has a Re'iyah Ba'ones, is Mitama, she contaminates herself with Tumas Ziva even though it was Ba'ones, and therefore Tani Beloshen Zachar Bedika Zav, which is appropriate for the male and not for the female, the Zav and not the Zava. The Mishnah utilizes the language of Zachar Bedera B'Shiva Drachim. Shiva is Loshen Zachar Bokim Esazav. The Gemara asks, my timer, what's the reason? What does it mean, my timer? My timer Tani Shalosh Mishum Drachim. Are you telling me now that the choice of Shalosh, Balash and Nekeva, is because of the word Drachim? Nisnei Dvarim. Why did the Mishnah choose Drachim rather than Dvarim? V'nisnei Shlosha. Then it could have used a masculine term. Why does it say Ha'isha Nikneis, Nikneis B'Shalosh Drachim? It could have said Ha'isha Nikneis B'Shlosha Dvarim. And that apparently would have been a more suitable language, because the Gemara in general likes to use the word shlosha, and Rashi speaks about other places where it says shlosha, the Rashba, Tosa Rosh, they all give sources for the word shlosha. So why do we have to get into this complicated, unusual use of the term shalosh, and therefore speak about the Drachim, which is Lashon Nekeva? We could have used the word Dvarim and substitute that for Drachim. Bishum de Kabay Lemisnei Bia Ubia Ikre Derech. Since amongst these Drachim, Bia is one of the three, and Bia is a Derech, the Siv Viderech Gever Bi Alma Kain Derech Isha Min Afes. A Pasuk in Mishlei which uses the term Derech with regard to Bia. And therefore, the Mishnah appropriates the language of Derech here in this context to cover this third of the three drachim, namely Bia. And since Derech is Lashon Nekeva, at least in the context of an Isha, and we saw it in the Pasuk, HaDerech Asher Yelchu Ba, therefore the language is Shalosh Drachim. And the Ramban here at the beginning of Masechta Kiddushin says that this whole sugya that we have here right at the outset is a very unusual kind of technical sugya. He believes it might be attributed to the Rabbanan Savrai. Hatenach Bia. The Gemara says the following. I understand that the word Derech is appropriate with regard to Bia, but nevertheless the Mishnah is utilizing the word Derech with regard to Kesef and Shtar as well. Kesef Ushtar, which are mentioned here under Derech, they're not called the Derech. Ma'ikol Meimar. Why did the Mishnah use the term Derech and not Dvarim? So the Gemara answers Mishum Bia. Since in the case of Bia, the term Drachim is appropriate, so we use Drachim even for Kesef and Shtar. Then the Gemara asks Vitani Tarti Otu Chada. Generally speaking, the majority rules. Here you're telling me that we're going to choose the word Derech because of its appropriate application to Bia, but what about Kesef and Shtar, which are not called Derech? So the Gemara answers, Hanoch Nami, even by Kesef and Shtar, Tzorech Bia Ninu has a relationship to Bia. Ultimately, the purpose and the goal of the three methods of Kiddushin is to be Matir Bia, and that is the essence of the Kinyan Isur of Ishus. and therefore Bia reigns supreme, because it means not only an individual method by which the Kiddushin and the Ishus is Chal, but also it refers to the general concept of the Ishus that includes within it, incorporates within it Kesef and Shtar as well. Ibai is Ema. The Gemara offers another possibility. Hamani Rabbi Shimon, the Sanya Rabbi Shimon, Ma Omra Torki Yikach Ish Isha Veloksiv Kiti Lokach Isha Leish. Why not put the emphasis on the Isha going out and taking herself to a man? Why the man taking the Isha? They should Darko Shal Ish Lechazra La Isha Vein Darko Shal Isha Lechazra La Ish. It's generally speaking, the man looks for his wife. She doesn't look for him as much as he looks for her. Mashal li adam shavta bo aveda. If a man loses an object, like Adam HaRishon lost his rib, well, I don't know if we call it a rib, but a tzela, mi chozer al mi, ba'al aveda mechazal aveda also. The person loses something, he's going to do all the efforts that he can in order to try to locate the lost object. Here too, in the case of the Tzela Shel Adam, which was used to create a female, HaKadosh Baruch Hu used the Tzela, took it from man, and now that Tzela and that woman becomes like an Aveda that a man is looking for. Therefore, he's the one who takes the initiative, actively looking for a partner, for a wife. And therefore, the Mishnah uses a term, the Torah itself uses the term ki yikach ish isha to indicate that the male is the one who's taking the primary initiative. Now, the Gemara now wants to bring additional usages of the word derech or drachim. The Gemara says, V'adisnan, we find in the Mishnah, B'shiva drachim bodkim es hazav. Again, we want to check if the ziva of this male came because of ones, and therefore he's not metame b'tumah zav. In this case, it says drachim, and l'chora, the answer that we gave before of why the Tana chooses the word drachim as opposed to dvarim doesn't seem to be applicable here. Listen, why not say b'shiva dvarim bodkim es hazav? Hasam hakamashmalan didarka demechla yisera liisuye, which literally means that if you eat a vast volume of food, what we call an achila meruba, it brings liday lasuye liday ziva. It's very frequently that will cause a ziva. Vidarka dimishtaya yisera shtia yisera liisuye liday ziva. And so too, if he drinks a little bit too much, that also could bring liday ziva. That's the choice of the word derech. There are certain things that darkam lahavi liday ziva. Now the Gemara asks, V'adisnan, why does it say in the Mishnah Bikurim, Esrog Shavu Ilan Bishlosha Drachim? There, we're talking about a derech, and the Mishnah uses the term Shlosha, which is Lashon Zachar. And what we're talking about is the law of Orla, which applies to fruit trees for the first 3 years since they produce fruit on the tree. Or perhaps the first 3 years since their netiyah, they're planted in the ground. The fourth year is called neta revai, which has the same status as maisa sheni, as kedusha, has to be taken to Yerushalayim and eaten in Yerushalayim. And in all cases, the koveh that determines what year the tree is up to is what we call chanata. Chanata, as opposed to, let's say, vegetables which have lakita. But in any event, the Mishnah says, Esrog shavel le'ilam b'shlosha drachim. And the question is, why does the Mishnah utilize the term drachim rather than dvarim? Listen, dvarim. And we don't have the answer that we gave, legabi zav, that it's a darko shel zav, liro ziva, after too much eating, too much drinking. So why not say dvarim? And the Gemara answers, Mishum Deboi Lemisnei Seifa LeYerek B'Derech Echad. In the case of a Yerek, everything depends upon Lakito, when you pluck the Yerek out of the ground. And an Esrog has the same din as a Yerek, in that although we said before that Chanot is the Kover with regard to which year in the Shemitah cycle the fruit tree is up to, but nevertheless, there is a special luck with regard to Esrog. That's the only fruit tree that has a similarity to Yerek. And if you want to determine the year of the Esrog tree, it all depends upon Lakita. And that means that within the 7-year cycle, the first 2 years are Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. The third year is Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani, instead of replacing Maaser Sheni. And the Gemara now wants to know, Seifa Nami Nisni Dovar. Seifa, which equates Esrog as the exception to the rule of fruit trees, which are Basal Chanota, the Esrog is Basal Akita. Why does the Mishnah use B'derech Echad Nisni Dovar? It could have said B'Dovar Echad. And here we go on to the beginning of Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. And the Gemara says, Hasam, there in the case of Esrog, Hakamashmalon, Didarche, the Esrog, Kierek. That there's a certain similarity in its nature, in its biological nature, to a Yerek. What's the similarity between an Esrog and a Yerek? And the answer is, my Yerek Darko li gadol al kol mayim. In other words, we have to irrigate a field in order to guarantee that the field would produce vegetables. And therefore, ubeshas lekitoso isuro. Everything depends upon lekita, because there's an ongoing process of growth in which the waters, the irrigated waters, will cause the growth of the vegetable. It's not like a tvua and other kinds of vegetations where it is the rainwater that determines the growth. And with regard to rainwater, you could already speak about a time period in which enough of the rains have come down. Here in the case of Yerek, since the Yerek depends upon a constant irrigation of Mayim, and it's not sufficient to rely on the rains coming down from the heavens, therefore, the halacha is that Lakita is the Koveya, is the critical factor when we take the Yerek out of the ground. And therefore, for example, if you have a Yerek that was plucked from the ground in the second of the Shemitah cycles, Yochayev and Maaser Sheni. If on the other hand, the Yerek grows in the second year, but you don't pluck it until the third year, it becomes Chayev and Maaser Ani to replace Maaser Sheni. And so too, Af Esrog Darko Li Gadol Al Kol Mayim. Esrog is the one fruit tree that grows in a way that's absolutely similar to that of a vegetable. Namely, the rainwaters are not sufficient. We need Mayim She'uvim. We need irrigated water. And therefore, B'shas L'kitasu Yisuro, so too the Esrog, like the Yerek, is Basar L'kita. The rest of the Gemara will, Emirat Hashem, will learn tomorrow, also continues with a discussion about Derech. But I would like to share with you, as we close the shiur, a discussion which really touches on one of the fundamental issues in Kiddushin and Ishus, and would serve perhaps as an adequate introduction to this Masechta. As we've seen, the Gemara explains that the use of the word Mekadesh in the Mishnah at the beginning of the second Perek is because of the equation between Kiddushin and Hegdesh, the Asala Kuli Alma Kehegdesh. And Tosus says, Hare at mekudeshes li hainu, Hare at mekudeshes li olam b'shvili. Li olam means you're asura, li olam you're prohibited on the world, meaning for any other man. And Tosus says, pshita de milsa mekudeshes hainu miyuchedes umezumenesli. The Achronim have a long discussion about this Tosus and how to interpret it. It means that by the act of miyuchedesli, of singling her out, so to speak, she's exclusive for me, she becomes asura lakol, and therefore she's knuyala. It would seem to be that this kinyan fundamentally is a kinyan iser, a kinyan kedushin like hegdesh is lesser akuliyama ke hegdesh, and therefore the power, so to speak, or the possession, if you want to use that term, for lack of a better one, of an ish and an isha, is as far as iser is concerned, that without a get, or as long until he dies, without a get, she is connected to him with an iser. And therefore, when we speak about the concept of kinyan, and the name of this parak is Aisha, nicknames Miloshin Kinyan, the kinyan is a result of the ishus, which is fundamentally miyuchedes, that she cannot have relationship with any other man. So the kinyan itself is rooted in its source of iser. This is not a kinyan like any other kind of a kinyan, which is to own rights and possessions over something or other, but rather kedushin is iser and only iser. The kinyan here is a result of iser. So it means that an isha is not knuya completely to a man. She's not like a shivcha, where the Adon has a kinyan over the Shivcha, he can sell her and so forth and so on. In fact, the Ksuba, which is only a Drabanan, is what initiates the concept of Maisi Odea Shalo, meaning that whatever she produces or any monies that she has coming in go accrue to the husband. That's all Bidrabanan. The husband doesn't have a kinyan in the monetary sense over her goof the way he would in the case of an other over a shivcha. And perhaps this could explain the fundamental nature of Misas Habal. Misas Habal doesn't operate in the classical way of kinyonim or even afkas kinyonim. Perhaps Misas Habal is more of a matir to remove the iser. Many of the Achronim are of the opinion that Kiddushin has two dimensions to it. At the same time, it's iser, a kinyan iser, at the same time, it's a kinyan in a more classical sense. Perhaps that would explain the concept of zikas yibum, namely that even after Misas Habal, which removes the iser element, but there's still a kinyan element, which engenders an iser lav of a yevamel ashuk, of zikas yibum, and that zika is a kinyan relationship. It means that Misas Habal splits between the two, whereas get is both a matir and a hafkas kinyan. Misas Habal is a matir without hafkas kinyan, and that's what engenders a zikas yibum. But in general, if I postulate two dimensions to kinyan ishus, one is the iser aspect and the other is the kinyan aspect, there's going to be a long discussion in the Achronim about which is primary, which is secondary. Is kedushin primarily a kinyan and the iser is a result, the kinyan iser is a secondary result, or is it the other way around? That fundamentally ishus and kedushin is a kinyan iser and the kinyan is a secondary result. We spoke about the fact that as far as Kedushin as an Oser and Iser is concerned, it's similar to Hegdesh. Some of the Nafkaminas we'll cover later on when we get to the Sugya of Hiskachi Li L'Chetzeich and the Sugya of Hispashtu Kedushin Bekula. The Gemara compares it to the case of somebody who was Magdish the leg of an animal and yet the entire animal as a unit becomes Hegdesh, and so too a similar halacha might apply to a man who's Mekadesh and Isha Chetzeich, his Pashtu, Kedusha Bekula. That's because of this analogy between Kedushin and Hegdesh. Okay, we'll stop here.